还有周边的人说复活节快乐. Will you say Happy Easter to the person next to you? Good. 祝大家复活节快乐，很高兴今天我们可以知道耶稣基督为我们死埋葬，然后第三天从死里复活。今天我要先跟小朋友讲一个故事。那请大人安静，不要吵他们，好不好？大人安静，好。 Would the children please come forward? We have some seats here for the children. Okay? Children, please come and have a seat. Oh, now, you got to put the book up, please. If you're quiet, 要安静, children, you got to be quiet. Now, I have 12 seats here. Here's another seat here. Very good. You two can sit over there. Okay? Sit over there. Very good. All right. If you're quiet, boys and girls, I'm going to have you open an egg. Give me an egg here that has a number on it. And later, I'm going to give you a special egg. All right? So when I call your number, you're going to come up here and open that egg for me, please.
All right? 我这边有12个彩蛋，复活节的彩蛋，我给你们每人一个，等会儿你打开来，我们看一下里面是什么东西。Take
a cover, quickly. All right. 每个人都有，everybody has an egg here. Don't open it, don't open it. We're going to ask you when your number, I'm going to call your number, and I want you to come and give me your egg. Now, you'll get another egg later, all right? It's a better egg than this one. No, no, you'll find out what's inside of it. That's a surprise.
当我叫到你号码的时候，你就会把你的复活节的彩蛋打开。等会儿我还会给你一个更好的彩蛋。All
right. Now, you may shake them if you want to, but you can't open it yet. You have to bring it up here and open it up here. All right. Now you got to be quiet. You got to be quiet. I'm 12 for the seats here. You get an egg later. You get a special egg later. All right. So this is a story of the resurrection eggs. And you know this past week is called the Passion Week. And these eggs tell the story of the Passion Week.
一个复活节的彩蛋，我想给大家讲的故事是这个过去一个周里面，我们有这个爱与我们同在。So
the first egg is who has a number one? It's a blue egg. All right, you want to bring that up here?
第一个是蓝色的这个彩蛋。Now
we're going to open this egg. We want to see what's inside the egg. Can you tell me what does that look like inside the egg?
你可不可以告诉我里面是什么？
Whoa, unicorn. Well, it looks a little bit like a unicorn. Very good. Very
看上去像个独角兽.
All right, it's a donkey.
实际上是一个毛驴.
That's a unicorn without the horn. All right.
所以我们看到第一个彩蛋里面是一个毛驴.
Now the donkey reminds us of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Last Sunday was Palm Sunday, and on that day, Jesus rode a donkey and came into the city of Jerusalem, and they put the palm branches down, and they praised Hosanna, here comes the King.
这个彩蛋提醒我们，这个耶稣是骑着毛驴，荣耀地进入耶路撒冷。上个星期，我们讲到是终于。 终于日，那个终于日，我们看到的耶稣是骑着毛驴，当进城的时候，许多人把棕榈枝都放在地上，他荣耀地进入耶路撒冷。
So remember the first egg, the donkey. The second egg is a pink color. Who has number two? All right, bring that up here. Thank you. Now, we open up this egg and see if you can tell me what is this inside of this egg. All right, what does that look like? All right, you want to help her out? What does that look like? What does that look like? Three coins. Very good.
所以他们在第二个彩蛋里看到有三个钱，三个硬币. Yeah.
These coins reminds us that the coins remind us that Jesus was sold by Judas for 30 pieces of silver. 3 × 10 = 30. For portraying Jesus, Judas portrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
这些硬币提醒我们，犹大为耶稣出卖耶稣为了30个银币.
All right. Now the next egg, number one is the donkey, number two are the coins. The next egg, look at number three here with me, and we have the third egg, it's a purple egg. And it has a number three on it. Who has that? All right. Very good. Let's open that up and see if you can tell me what that is. Okay? So we open up this egg. And what does this look like? Can you tell me what that is? What does that look like?
One.
A cup. Very good. All right. Very good. All right. Yes. Now, this cup reminds us of Jesus' Last Supper with His disciples.
这个杯子提醒我们，耶稣跟他的门徒的最后的晚餐.
So we have the donkey, and then we have the coins, and then we have a cup. Now the fourth egg is an orange egg. Who has the fourth egg? All right, very good. So we open up this egg. Can you tell me what this is? Can you tell me what that is? What does that look like? Praying hands. Very good. And that reminds us, the praying hands, of Jesus visiting the Garden of Gethsemane where He prayed with His disciples. The praying hands.
所以我们看到这个彩蛋里面是一个祷告的手, 我们想起耶稣在哥西马尼园的祷告.
Now, so we have the praying hands, and then the fifth egg is a green egg. Who has the green egg, the fifth egg? Anybody have the green egg? Ah, very good. Now watch, see what this is. All right. Now, what do you think that would be?
A whip.
A whip. Ah, very good.
鞭子。
A whip.
All right. So the leather here reminds us of the whip that was used to give Jesus 39 lashes after His trial by Pilate.
这个鞭子提醒我们，这皮鞭提醒我们，有比拉多在耶稣受审的时候打了他39鞭。
Alright, so we have the whip. Now remember, this is a story that leads up to Easter. Egg number six is yellow. Who has the yellow egg? Egg number six. Alright. Can you tell me, what is this? Alright. Oh, very good. Excellent. Alright. So this is a crown of thorns. And that reminds us of the thorns that were made of a crown and the soldiers placed on the head of Jesus.
这个提醒我们在耶稣受审的时候，那个荆棘的冠冕，那些士兵给他戴上荆棘的冠冕.
Very good. So we have the crown of thorns. And then the seventh egg is also kind of a yellowish egg. Who has number seven? Very good. You want to take a look at this egg? See what we got in here. All right. Now, what does this look like? Whoop, how'd you pick that up? What does that look like? A cross. And look at the cross, though. There are three things there. To put Jesus on the cross, what they use? Nails, yes. Three nails.
三个钉子, yeah.
These three nails remind us of the nails that were driven into Jesus' hands. Remember? And his feet. That nailed him to the cross.
这三个钉子提醒我们，耶稣被钉在十字架上，有三个钉子。
Now remember the nails, he could have come down from that cross, but his love kept him on the cross. The nails hold him. All right. So we have the three nails, and then our egg number 8. Who has number 8? It's also green color. Very good. You want to open that for us? Very good.
是一个骰子.
So one die or two dice reminds us that the Roman soldiers, while he was hanging on the cross, they gambled for his garment.
你们可以看到这个提醒我们这个罗马士兵用这个骰子为他抓阄，去拿他的衣服。
So remember, all these things happened to Jesus, and then egg number 9 is a purple egg. And who has that egg for us? You want to open that for us? Okay. Whoops, there we go. Can you pick that up? And it fell right there. So this is a spear. All right, you want to put that there? Spear.
是矛，看上去像矛。
And the spear reminds us of what the Roman soldiers used to pierce the side of Jesus, which showed that he had really died.
这是罗马士兵曾用来刺透耶稣的肋旁。
All right. Next we have the egg number 10. And egg number 10, who has that egg for us? Can you open that up and tell us what you find? All right. Want to hand that to me? All right. So this is what called, if you get an owie, you have gauze you put on it. And this reminds us of the linen cloth that was used to wrap Jesus' body when they buried him in the tomb. They wrapped him with that cloth.
这纱布提醒我们，是用那些妇女用来。 在耶稣死亡之后，他们包裹他的那个亚麻布。All
right, now egg number 11. We're going to have egg number 11. Have a big reddish egg. What do you see there? A rock. Now, this stone reminds us of the tomb where Jesus was buried. And the stone was rolled in front of the tomb, but then the angels rolled the stone away from the tomb.
这提醒我们这个耶稣坟墓前的石头，那个石头是把耶稣的坟墓封起来。那天使后来把它移开。
So the next day on Easter morning, when the first people came to visit the tomb, what did they find? And this is egg number 12. What did they find when they came to visit the tomb? Would you open that up for us? What do you find? Nothing. It was empty. The tomb was empty. Yes.
当那妇女们去来到那个耶稣的坟墓前，复活节的早晨，来到耶稣坟墓前的时候，他们把这个天使把那个坟墓的石头移开，在坟墓是空的。
So the empty egg reminds us of the empty tomb and Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Thank you, boys and girls. Now you listen carefully, and we have a special, very special egg we're going to give you later. Let me tell you about that special egg. All right? Listen, this very special egg, I call this an ABC egg.
这是一个很特殊的彩蛋，我叫它ABC彩蛋。
A stands for admit. You admit that you have sinned. Romans 3:23 tells us.
罗马书三章二十三节，这个 A 就是代表了承认你犯了罪。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, so we need to admit that we are sinners.
我们都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀。
B is believe. We believe what God promised, that Jesus died for our sin on the cross. And John 3:16, boys and girls, do you think you could say that verse with me? Maybe it's a verse you've learned. For God so loved the world.That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以 B 就代表我们相信上帝的存在，就约翰福音三章十六节所讲的，神爱世人，甚至向他独生子赐给他们，让一切相信的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And then C, A, admit, B, believe,C is to confess. You confess it when you accept the gift of salvation. You accept Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life. And we know this verse here is Romans 10:9-10. For if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your mouth, heart, that you believe and you are justified. And it's with your mouth that you profess your faith.And are saved.
C 代表你承认你接受了这个救恩，就像罗马书十章九到十节所讲的，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
So we're reminded here, A, B, C, admit that you have sinned.B, believe God's promise. C, confess that you accept the gift of salvation. Now, later we're going to give you these special eggs here. They glow in the dark. All right, because after you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, we're to be a light to the world.
所以这个特殊的彩蛋我们再次提醒我们承认我们有犯了罪，相信上帝的存在，也承认我们接受了救恩。这些彩蛋会在黑暗中发光，又相当于我们接受神，神在我们心里面，让我们做盐做光做光。
All right, thank you very much. And boys and girls, you can go back to your seats, but we're going to have you come up forward later to get your other egg, okay? Shh, gotta be quiet. All right. June the 9th, 10th, and 11th, 3 days on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it will be held at the University of Central Missouri, and the topic is Follow Jesus. Randy Dillon will be speaking to us. And your contact information, if you want more information, you can check online. Also, Yiming is our contact information.
我很快的讲一下，就是我们在六月七八九三日我们有一个夏令会 九十十一星期五晚上，然后是星期天星期六，然后就星期天这个我们会很快的将这个注册的信息发给大家，希望大家尽早的注册。
So hope you'll put that on your calendar.And pray for this retreat, and I hope you will register to come to this retreat.
希望你们为这个事项特别的做祷告，也希望你们能够把这个事情放在你们的日历上。
And of course, the University of Central Missouri is in Warrensburg, Missouri.
这个地点跟以前有点不一样，这次是在中密苏里大学，是在 Warrensburg。
Today is Easter Sunday, and we're so thankful for the seven who were baptized at the 10 o'clock service. And We remember our Lord's resurrection today.
今天是复活节，我们非常高兴有那七位受浸的弟兄姐妹，我们纪念主的复活。
These Easter lilies blooming here remind us of the Savior who died and came to life on Easter morning. He rose from the tomb.
这像复活节的百合花让我们看见这个花是象征着生命，象征着耶稣基督的复活。
This year our church has been looking at Christ will build His church. That's our theme for this year. And today we're going to look at the Full of Grace Church.
今年我们教会的主题是神如何建造，主如何建造他的教会。那今天我们所要看的就是那个充满恩典的教会。
We're going to look at the story of Saul. And one of the greatest evidences for the resurrection is the conversion of Saul.
我们想要看的那个故事是保罗的如何的见证。我们知道在这个复活的一个最美好的见证就是保罗的如何去变成基督徒。
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
God, we thank you for this Easter morning. We thank you for the time we remember that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he rose again.
主，我们感谢你今天在复活节的时候召聚我们，再次提醒我们耶稣基督钉在十字架上，然后复活，升天复活。
We thank you that you are our Father and by faith we are God's family.
主，我们感谢你，你是我们的父神，你是我们的信仰的中心。
We thank you that Christ is our head and by grace we are Christ's body.
我们知道耶稣基督是我们的手，我们是他的身体。
We thank you that the Holy Spirit is our anointing and by his power we live.
我们愿意我们感谢基督的恩典在恩膏我们。
We thank you that the Bible is your book and by inspiration we have God's word.
我们感谢你赐给我们圣经把真理教导我们。
We ask that you anoint and open our ears, our eyes, our hearts, and our minds that we might receive God's word.
求你开我们的眼，开我们的口，开我们的心，让我们能够接受你的话语。
We ask you also to anoint and use our hands and our feet to do God's will.
我们也愿意我们用我们的手跟脚去实行主的意愿。
And we ask you to anoint and speak your message through your servant.
我们也愿意通过你服侍的人的口传讲你的福音。
We ask you to anoint and help your church.
我愿意你祝福你的教会。
That we might be a God-seeking, kingdom-praying, connecting with God, caring for others, committing to missions, and consecrating to ministry.
让我们是做一个寻求神的教会，让我们也有神里面有彼此之间的连接，让我们也愿意去奉献给施工，我们也愿意去为你传福音。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Alright, so today we've been looking at the book of Acts. And just quickly give you a summary that Christ builds his church. We see this in the book of Acts.
让我们今天来重温就是使徒行传。
And the acts of the Spirit as he directed, he controlled, and he also empowered and gave strength as the church was founded.
我们看到耶稣是这个怎样通过圣灵来这个指挥控制以及加强他的教会。
And this is a time of transition from the Old Testament to the New Testament, from the nation of Israel to the beginning of the church.
我们知道这个是一个过渡的时期，我们可以看到从耶稣的施工以及转移到他使徒的施工。
And we see the continuing acts of the Spirit of Christ in the church.
我们可以看到神的圣灵在他的教会当中。
Today we come to the church at Damascus, and Damascus is in Syria. You read about it in the news. It's the capital of Syria.
我们今天所看的教会在大马色，你们也在新闻当中经常看到叙利亚的大马色，大马士革的。
What do we know about the city of Damascus? It was located, of course, in the province of Syria. It's one of the oldest continuous existing city in the world. And it's about 150 miles north of Jerusalem, major trade and transportation center.
大马士革，它是在罗马的叙利亚省，它据称是世界上最古老的一直持续的那个城市，它在耶路撒冷大概150英里以外，是一个非常重要的贸易跟运输中心。
The Damascus Church was founded by Ananias. We see him in our story today.
我们看到这个大马士的教会是亚纳尼亚所创立的。
It represents a grace-filled church, and we're going to look at what that means.
它所代表的是一个充满恩典的教会。
Damascus means red land, and it was known as the Eye of the East.
大马士的意思是一个红的地。是指东方的字眼。
The conversion of Saul of Tarsus, the leading persecutor of Christians, he sought to kill Christians. Perhaps one of the greatest events we see here in chapter 9.
大马士这个教会有个特别的一件事情，就是我们可以看到那个大数的扫罗他的转变。他曾经是带领迫害基督徒的。但是他在这个大马士的教会那边他完全的转变，这也许是在圣灵降临在五旬节圣灵降临到教会以后最重大的事件。
How do I know today we celebrate Easter? How do I know that Jesus rose from the tomb?
我们怎么样知道我们今天来庆祝这个复活节耶稣从坟墓当中出来。
Well, of course we saw that the tomb is empty.
当然我们看见这个坟墓是空的。
But more than that, there were over 520 witnesses who saw the resurrection body of Jesus after he came back to life. They saw him and they touched even his hands and his feet.
更重要的是还有520多个见证人他们碰到他的手碰到他的脚可以做为耶稣基督做见证。
Yesterday, I went with several of the young people. We went to see the movie, The Case for Christ.
昨天我们跟一些年轻人一起去看这个 Case for Christ 这个电影。
It's a true story, and I recommend you go see this movie.
这是一个真实的故事。我希望你们能够也有机会看这个电影。
It's a story of Lee Strobe, and he was a reporter, a journalist for the Chicago Tribune, the newspaper in Chicago.
这个是Chicago Tribune 这个记者芝加哥箴言 Yeah.
Now I'm not going to tell you the whole story because I want you to read the book or see the movie. But he tried to set out to disprove that Jesus had resurrected, that he had come back to life. He tried to disprove that, and that's what his story. You need to see that and read this book, The Case for Christ.
这个记者写这本书的目的是一开始他想写是证明耶稣的不存在所以今天我不想把这故事具体的讲给你们听希望你们能够有机会去看这个电影
So he is a reporter he's looking for all the evidence and he finds all this evidence that proves that Jesus who is who he said he was and that Jesus rose again from the tomb
所以他开始是想他收集了许多的证据想证明耶稣不存在但是最后他的报告是耶稣是真实的存在的他是从坟墓中复活的。
And we see here that Jesus appeared after his resurrection at least 11 times.
我们在这边可以看到有至少有11次我们看到耶稣向人们显现。
He appeared at first to Mary Magdalene and then to the other women.
他首先向莫大利的玛利亚显现和其他的妇女显现。
He appeared to Peter and then the 10 disciples.
他也向彼得显现他也向他的门徒们显现。
He appeared to the 11 and Thomas, touch my hands and see.
他向11个人显现Thomas, 多马还用手碰到了他的肋旁的洞。
And then at his accession, they saw him. The disciples on the road to Emmaus saw him. In Galilee, they saw him. And 500 people at one time saw his resurrected body.
在那个大马士的路上，在那个加利利，我们都看到了耶稣的显现。
James and the other apostles, but last of all, Paul, who persecuted the church, who tried to kill Christians, saw the resurrected Jesus. This is the last appearance that he gave.
雅各和他的门徒也看见了他。在保罗去大马士的路上，这是最后一次他看到了神，耶稣再一次向他，是最后一次显现。
So what happened to Paul? We need to take a look at what happened to Saul as he was called here.
所以我们想看一下这个以前名叫扫罗的那一个，他是怎么样转变。
Saul was out to kill Christians. He had, in fact, he had orders.From the church there in Jerusalem, from the leaders of Jerusalem. And he took these orders and he was out to head to Damascus. Remember, Damascus was the center of the world trade. If Christianity was not stopped now, it would not be stopped. He thought he could stop Christianity.
所以扫罗是带着教会的命令去迫害这个基督徒的。你记得这个大马士是一个贸易的中心，他说假如不在那边把耶稣基督的基督教的传播停止的话，那个他就会传播给世界各地。
Remember, this was actually the Jewish leaders who gave him this order to persecute and to kill Christians.
所以那犹太人的带领给了他这个命令，他有这个权柄去迫害甚至杀害基督徒。
So he was ready to go to Damascus to stop Christianity from spreading. Especially, don't let it get to Damascus. If you can stop it now, it would not spread throughout the whole world.
所以他是带着这样的命令去大马士的地方，所以这样的话他就可以把基督教的传播停止在那儿，不让他传到世界各地。
So on his road to Damascus, a light, the middle of the day, noon time,This bright light showed, and so Saul fell off his horse, fell on the ground as he was blinded by this light.
所以在去大马士的半路上，那这个非常大的亮光照着他，使他眼睛也失明，他也从那个马背上掉下来。
And there he was, and he heard a voice from heaven saying,speaking to him, Saul, Saul, why are you fighting against me?
所以他在这个，他从天上听到那个声音，对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么迫害我？
And so Saul said, Who are you, Lord?
保罗说，你是谁？扫罗说，你是谁？
I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. It's hard.To fight against my will for your life.
那一个声音对他说，我是耶稣，你不可以抵挡我的福音。
And those with Saul there did not hear the voice, but they saw the light.
那些跟扫罗在一起的人，他们没有听到这个声音，但他们看到这个大的亮光。
So Saul said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
扫罗说，主啊，你要我做什么？
Go into the city, and you will be told what to do. Go into the city of Damascus.
那个声音说，你去大马士的城里面去。
And when Paul got up, he realized he was blind. He could not see because of the bright light.
那扫罗因为这个光的照，然后他已经失明了。
So the others led him like a blind man into the city.
所以其他人是领着他，带他到了这个大马士。
And they led him in the city, and he waited for 3 days. He refused to eat or drink anything.
他在这个城里面，他三天不进食，他不能吃任何的东西。
And during this time, the Lord spoke to a disciple in Damascus who had started the church there, Ananias.
主就在这个时间对在大马士带领教会的亚纳尼亚说话。
Go to the street straight and go to the house there and you will find a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus.
他对亚纳尼亚说，你去那个地方去找大树来的扫罗。
Place your hands upon him And he will regain his sight.
你将你的手放在他的身上，按手给他，让他重新恢复他的视力。
Ananias was concerned. He had heard of Saul. This is a man who killed Christians, who persecuted and put them in prison. You want me to speak to him?
亚拿尼亚说，这一位是迫害基督徒的，你要我去跟他说话吗？
The Lord said to him, He is a chosen servant of mine. He'll spread the gospel to Jews and Gentiles, even to kings.
主对他说，他是我所选的那一位，他会把福音传讲给外邦人，甚至传讲给国王。
So Ananias went, and he found Saul. He said to him, Brother Saul, Jesus appeared to you on the road.And then he told me to come to you.
亚拿尼亚就遇见了扫罗，然后就对他讲，我的主跟我说，你在大马士的路上你碰见了他，今天他要我来跟你讲。
Ananias placed his hands on Saul's head.
亚拿尼亚把他的手放在扫罗的头上。
Regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
说你重得重新能够看见。
Saul believed, and he could see, and with joy he was baptized, and then he ate some food.
扫罗能够重新看见，他充满了喜乐，他也起来能够吃饭。
And Saul spent several days with those believers in Damascus, and he started preaching that Jesus was the Son of God, that he had seen the resurrected Lord.
所以扫罗在那边待了一段时间，然后他对他传讲福音，他说耶稣是基督，他是复活的基督。
They were amazed. Was this not the man who kills Christians?
许多人都非常惊奇，说这一位不是带领迫害杀害基督徒的吗？
So we see here the story of Saul. Incredible. A man who had persecuted and killed Christians saw the resurrected Lord and believed.
我们今天所看到那个故事就是这一个曾经是迫害基督徒的，但他看到那复活的耶稣基督，他变成了信徒。
Now let's look at the message of the Spirit of Christ commending this church at Damascus. First, he said that they were witnesses.
我们可以看到圣灵在大马士教会的做工。首先我们也看到他们是见证人。
Now, a witness is a key word in the book of Acts. A witness is someone who tells what they have seen, what they have heard.
我们知道这个见证人是在使徒行传当中一个非常关键的词，就是说我们可以看见，我们可以做见证。
A Greek word for witness, we get our English word martyr. They're willing to give their lifeFor what they see and they hear, they're witnesses and willing to give their life.
希腊词里面这个 witness 就是 martyr. Martyr 的意思就是翻过来就是殉道者。所以他们是为神愿意做殉道的工作。
All of God's people should be witnesses of what we know about Jesus. Remember, there were over 520 witnesses to Jesus' resurrection.
所以我们知道神的子民都要为他所知道的为神的神迹做他的见证。我们知道有520个人能够见证了耶稣基督的复活。
They were witnesses, but they were also disciples. And a disciple means a follower, a learner, or a student. And they were followers of Jesus.
他们既是见证人，他们也是门徒。门徒是指跟随者，他们是学者，学习的，或者是学生，他们是耶稣基督的跟随者。
Not only were they eyewitnesses, they knew, as you heard the testimonies today, giving testimony what they know, but they were disciples. And Jesus invited his disciples to follow him. Those baptized today, they took that first step of obedience in following Jesus.
不仅他们是为耶稣做见证，他们也是耶稣的门徒。就像今天我们那些受浸的弟兄姐妹，他们为神做见证，他们愿意跟从耶稣。
So all those who believe in the resurrected Lord are his disciples.
所有相信的都是他的门徒。
They were also those who belonged to the way. They were called here in the book of Acts. The way is used in the book of Acts because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这个也是讲他们也是属于主的这个道的人。因为耶稣说我是生命，我是真理，我是道路，他们也是根据耶稣基督的道路。
They were also called saints or holy people. They were separated unto God, Lord's people.
我们常常也叫他们圣徒，或者是叫他们是主的百姓。
They were called all that call on the Lord's name, because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
所以他们说他们是凡是求告主名的。都必得救。
But take note of this. They were called brothers and sisters in God's family.
也请注意这边我们也讲兄弟姐妹。
Don't skip over this. Very important. When Ananias went to Saul, what did he say? Oh, you persecutor Saul! You murderer Saul! No, he said, brother Saul.
请大家特别的注意，当亚拿尼亚去见扫罗的时候，他不是叫他你是迫害基督徒的那个扫罗，而是说弟兄。
This shows God's grace. The past covered by the blood of Christ, our sins are forgiven. They're not to be brought back. But your brother, your sister in Christ. So they called him Brother Saul.Not persecutor Saul, not murderer Saul.
这是主的恩典，因为耶稣基督的在十字架上血已经把我们过去的罪行所遮盖，所以今天我们在耶稣基督门下，我们都是他的弟兄。
They were called believers because they believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He gave His life for our sin. He died and He buried and rose again.
这些人也被称为信徒，信徒是我们相信他为我们去死，三天后复活。
And later they were called Christians.
后来我们这些都被称为基督徒。
Now that disciple, Ananias, his name comes from the Hebrew name Hananiah.
亚拿尼亚这个名字是从希伯来文来的。
The Lord is gracious. He is full of grace.
这个他的名字的意思，哈拿尼亚的意思就是耶和华是有恩典的。
So when a person comes to Jesus Christ, praise God, He is full of grace to receive us, and we need to receive them.
当我们有信仰信基督的时候，我们感谢主，因为他有蛮有恩典，让我们相信他。
Then we see the Spirit's condemnation here, as He neared.Damascus, the Spirit spoke to Saul.
我们这边也看到了基督之灵的责备。我们看到扫罗在大马士的半路上。
Why are you resistant? Saul! Saul! Why do you persecute me?
他讲扫罗扫罗你为什么迫害我?
Who are you? Saul asked. Who are you, Lord?I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
扫罗说主啊你是谁主说我就是你所迫害的耶稣。
Now remember this, to persecute the church is to persecute Christ, for the church is His body.
Yeah, 那个迫害教会的就是迫害耶稣因为教会是他的身体。
Why were they mindless? And we see here,That those men traveling with Saul, they did not hear. They did not hear the voice.
我们知道那还有一群跟随扫罗的那些当事人，他们没有听见。
Oh, they heard the sound, yes. But they did not hear the voice. They did not see the resurrected Lord. They only saw the light and heard a sound.
他们只是看到了那个亮光，他们没有听见那个声音。
But in our hearts, we open our heart to Him.We see Him, the resurrected Lord, and we hear His voice.
我们要把我们的心打开，才能够听见他的声音。
Why sightless? Saul got up from the ground. He opened his eyes, but he could not see anything. So they led him to Damascus, and for 3 days He was blind.
为什么什么都看不见呢？扫罗三天看不见，睁开眼睛也没有看见什么，是别人领他进了大马色。
It's interesting, take a look in the Bible, 3 days. 3 days he rose from the tomb. 3 days before his eyes were opened to see the truth.
三天起来复活，然后我们也看到这边三天不能看见。
In spite of his great learning, Saul was a scholar, but he was spiritually blind. He didn't understand what the Old Testament taught about the Messiah.
扫罗虽然是一个学识非常渊博的犹太人，但是他在属灵上是茫然的，他是不明白旧约里面关于弥赛亚的教导。
And then we see the Spirit's counsel. The Lord said to Ananias, Go, go, this man is a chosen vessel.
我们后面又看到了基督之灵的忠告，所以主对亚拿尼亚说你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿。
The need is to obey. When God speaks, we are to obey.
所以我们需要顺从。
The Lord called him in a vision, Ananias, Yes, Lord, he answered. Yes, Lord, Saul answered. Remember one time that the Lord spoke to Peter. And we see this in the book of Acts. And Peter said, No, Lord.
我们可以看到在这边我们基督徒的态度对神的态度就是要服从。我们看到亚拿尼亚说是主我的主。我们也看到保罗说是我的主。但我们也看到那彼得有一段有在圣经里面也有说不我不服从。
Oh yes, there's objections. Ananias, Lord, I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm he's done.
亚拿尼亚说我可以他可以反对，他说我听到这个人有许多的迫害基督徒的行为。
Or maybe we have excuses. He said this, well, he's come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest anyone. He will arrest me.
也许我们也有这样的借口，他说扫罗是因为那个犹太人的官祭司叫他来抓我们的。
Lee Strobin had a lot of excuses. He had a lot of objections. But he came to search and to find the answer, the truth. And he looked at the evidence.
这位作者他在书里面写了许许多多的借口以及不同的反对。他说是要反对，但是最后他还是被事实证明改变了。
You need to go. And Ananias went. And he spoke to Saul.
所以你必须要去亚拿尼亚顺从了。
So we need to see the Spirit of Christ's challenge. See again, and all those who heard him were astonished.
我们看到我们在身上所能听见的那个看见的。
Hear what the Spirit says. They heard and they were amazed. They were astonished.
凡是听见圣灵所说的，凡听见的都惊奇。
See what the Spirit is doing. This man who killed Christians is now a believer.
我们也看到圣灵所做的工，这一个被迫害基督徒的，他现在变成了一个信徒。
A wise man once gave to F.B. Meyer some practical advice. This man suggested that Meyer pray, Thy sweetness, Lord.When he felt irritated.
一个聪明人他曾经跟 F.B. Meyer 提了一些实用的建议。他说当你感到烦躁的时候你就这样的祷告说甜蜜的主。
So maybe when you're driving and someone cuts you off when you're driving, remember to pray this prayer, Thy sweetness, O Lord.
若是你开车的时候有人突然插到你的前面你还是向神祷告说你甜蜜的主。
Amy Carmichael took this advice to her heart and she built upon it. She added to it, take the opposite of your temptation, naming that opposite.
Amy Carmichael, 她说在这个建议上她更加深入她说若是你有诱惑的时候你去找一个反面的东西。
So you hear untruth, something that's said is a lie. You say, your truth, O Lord.
当你听见那些谎言的时候，你在心里说你的真理主。
You hear, see something that's unkind or wrong that's done, your kindness, Lord.
你说你看到那个不良善的被做了，那你在心里说啊，神你是良善的。
You see impatience and you say, your patience, Lord.
你看到那个不耐心的这个光景，你要说啊，神主你是耐心的。
And you see sinfulness and you cry out, your grace.Lord,
那你看到罪的时候，你在心里祷告，主啊，你的恩典。
Here Paul, or Saul as he was called at first, he wrote this later about himself. He said this, Your grace, Lord, for I am the least of the apostles, and I do not deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
所以你我们看到保罗的转变，他说我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前迫害教会，然而今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才能成的，他所赐的恩不是徒然的。
He had a weakness and later he prayed that God would take that weakness away from him, and God spoke to him and said to him, My grace is sufficient for you.
他后来身上有刺，他有软弱，他说他要主把那个刺拿走，神对他说我的恩典够你用。
So we need to look at what does this mean? Grace is God's part. Grace is God's, spell it out, God's riches at Christ's expense.
我们可以看到这个神是恩典是神的部分，神的丰富在于基督的摆上。
Grace gives me what I don't deserve, and God's mercy keeps me from what I deserve.
恩典是我们不配得的，但是神给了我们。
And then faith is our part. Faith is, look at the spelling here, forsaking all, everything else, all, I take Him.
信心是我们所要做的。放弃所有我接受他。
So we are saved by grace, God's grace, through faith.
我们被拯救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So Jesus Christ is the bridge. We are sinful. We deserve the consequence of our sin. We deserve that death and punishment of hell.We repent of our sin, we turn to Christ, and by God's grace, we receive a new relationship with Him, and we receive eternal life.
我们所以耶稣基督是这个桥梁，他的十字架是这个桥梁，我们本来是不配，是要去死的，但是通过耶稣基督的十字架，我们得到这个新的生命，所以我们这个得到这个生命是本乎恩，也因着信。
That is the message of Easter.God's grace. And our response is faith.
这就是复活节的信息的主要的内容，就是神的恩典也因着我们的信。
Let's close in prayer. Everybody bow your head, please.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, I thank you that today we remember that Jesus Christ not only died for our sin, He was buried, and He rose again the third day.
我们感谢你在复活节在提醒我们耶稣基督为我们的罪去死他被埋葬三天之后复活。
We see the empty tomb. We see all the evidence. We see all the witnesses, over 500 that saw him. And we hear the testimony of Saul who sought to kill Christians and then saw the resurrected Lord.
我们看见这个所有的见证，看见他向520个人显现，我们也看到在保罗的身上，他向保罗显现。
We thank you for the grace of God that we do not deserve, that you reach down.
感谢主那个他的丰富的恩典给那些不配的。
And by faith, we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.And ask His forgiveness of sin.
我们有信心接受耶稣基督为我们的救主。
We thank you for the resurrection We thank you for Easter.
我们感谢你的复活，我们感谢你这个
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.